You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Ashton. This is Rage. In the show, we do one thing only, and that is rage. And today I'm in a pretty good mood. You know, it's probably the last show of the season, considering I don't have any in-person exams next week, so I don't really have any reason to be on campus. Maybe I'll come in and do my show, but probably not. This might be the send-off. And I've picked a very good theme. I'm sorry if you can hear me hitting the desk. I'm that enthusiastic. I've picked a very good theme for today's show. You know, I spent a lot of time considering, oh, what do I do for the last show of the semester? Do I do what I was saying at the start of the semester and play all of Picnic of Love? Do I do all covers? Because I've been talking forever about wanting to do another all covers show. You know, do I play some Lorraine? I've been listening to a lot of this band Lorraine, and I wanted to do a show playing a lot of their music. And I really couldn't decide, but, you know, a couple cool things happened recently. And so we're taking it back to a little bit of an older theme. We're doing the third installment of All Locals. I've picked some bands from the DC area, a couple from Baltimore. I mean, you really can't, like, this is going to sound bad, but there aren't enough good local bands to not throw some Baltimore in there. I am not a Baltimore person. I've been there maybe like 3 times in my entire life, and it's not even that far away. I have mad respect for the music scene, but I would say that I am certainly an outsider to that environment. That being said, yeah, I put a couple B-more bands on this. I'm not going to spoil what inspired me, but if you know, you know. We're going to get right into that in just a second. I've got to play a PSA, and there's someone practicing drums in the live room. I don't know if my mic is picking that up. I am so grateful to not be in digital anymore, because when I was in digital, if anybody was in the live room, the mic would pick it up. And, like, do you remember last year, fall of my sophomore semester, Flowers for the Dead would always be practicing in the live room when I was on air, and you would barely be able to hear me talk because they were always playing? Yeah. Thank God we're not doing that. Oh, also, I'll be able to stay for my entire show duration this time. I'll be able to stay for the full hour instead of for, like, you know, 50 or 55 minutes, because I don't have class. I don't have my usual 3 p.m. class today. So that's nice. We've picked out 17 songs to fill the hour. And anyway, here's that PSA.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May, and fall season from August to November.
All right, now with that out of the way, I'm sorry, but you're not going to get to hear Anthony Green this time, because we've got a lot to get through. Coming up first, I have a big ol' smile on my face. This is a little-known band. I'm going to do so much talking this episode. This is a band that very few people, I think, are aware of ever. If you're listening to this, you are getting the exclusive listen on a band that hasn't existed or released music in about 20 years. I was talking to Luna. I showed Luna this band. And Luna's like, no, we have to gatekeep. No one can know. We take this to our grave. No one can know about this. We have to gatekeep. And I feel that way sometimes. Like, I feel that in my heart sometimes. But this is too good. This is too good. This is too good. So Way, Oh Way, Oh Do by Carol. We'll be right back.
fully recognizes the need for Israel to feel safe. It cannot be at the expense of the Palestinian people.
That was gaysex.com.gov.edu by, I'm not allowed to say this name on air, but D-I-C-Q Beats. And before you're like, hey, isn't he from Waldorf? Yeah. In my defense, I saw him in D.C. In September at 618, and it was an absolute joy. It was just a barrel of laughs. It was really, really lovely. Up next, another band I've seen quite recently. I am all over these guys. This is Northern Virginia's Lagoon. Super raw, hardcore, real grind influence. I, within the past month, have seen two different bands cover Scum by Napalm Death. One of them was Lagoon. The other was good old Fatal Imposition, for those who know, at Shellfest just this past weekend. Anyway, here is Hunted Down.
Down. Down. Down.
isn't it? I am so sorry about that. The song... Oh! Whoops. It's playing on my phone. There we go. Should be... Oh, great. Now it's... Okay. So sorry about that, folks. If my earbuds fall out of my pocket, Spotify automatically defaults to playing music onto my phone instead of through my laptop. Which just happened. And so now I have to try and grab my earbuds and put it back into the case so that I can play the song for you. All right, people, let's get back into it.
And he's right behind me, isn't he?
Alright, you just heard Mirror by Jade Weapon, and before that, Have You Seen This Man by Consumer Culture, and before that, Rage by KFC Murder Chicks, and before you're like, Ash, KFC Murder Chicks aren't local. One of their members, James, is, well, he's from West Virginia, but he lived in Fairfax, Virginia for like a very long time. I have been into that band for ages. I saw them with Jade Weapon and DICQ Beats at that show at 618. Up next... Another band that also played a show with KFC Murder Chicks. I've got to find better segues. You've heard this song if you've ever listened to my show. I like this band too much. This is Rodeo Kojima by Mikau.
The
You just heard Social Disassembly in Five Easy Steps by McMansion. And before that, Meat Computers by Black Matter Device. And before that, possibly... I mean, I had to throw this song in there. I really felt like I wasn't doing my due diligence unless I played the band. The number one band from the city of Washington. That was Banned in D.C. by Bad Brains. What I would consider one of the most iconic intros to any song ever. Is the beginning of that song. Up next, Ground Surfer by Polluted Tongues. And I know I keep going on tangents. I know I keep talking on the mic too much. There's not enough, like, music around here that fits into the original theme of my show. So the rest of this playlist is going to be, like, very metalcore-y. I've got some metalcore, I've got some grind. There aren't that many, like, cybergrind or, like, digital hardcore bands. There was one more artist that I wanted to play, and I can't even say her name on air. But it ends in girl, but she's taken her music off of Spotify, sadly. She's very, very cool, though. So I guess DM if you want to know who that is. Anyway. Ground Surfer, Polluted Tongues. That was Revolutionary Fervor by the fantastic Crossroads and Pen. I would direct all of you to go to my website and read my Crossroads and Pen album review, my review of this record, but it's also available in print now in the third volume of my zine, The Crash Test. If you want to pick up one of those, obviously feel free to contact me, or come find me at a couple shows that are coming up soon. I really want to go see Scissortail Flycatcher tomorrow at Rhizome, but it's the same time as Terp Poets, the poetry club, and I love Terp Poets, and I have a bunch of gifts I have to give people in Terp Poets, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to balance both things at once, but I might be there. Rhizome, Thursday, December 11th at, what, 7 p.m.? That's usually around when they are. Yeah, there are a couple other bands on that lineup. IL-19 is on that lineup, and they are fantastic. They're, like, one of the very, very few local power violence bands. Every time I see them, I'm always like, oh my god, it's IL-19. Even though, like, I know them, and they're my friends. They're so fantastic. Anyway, up next, again, this is another one that felt kind of obligatory, but I do like this song, and I do like this band, although I don't listen to them very much. This is The Air Up Here by Origami Angel.
Thank you.
They said, Ash, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't put two Carol songs on the playlist. I said, I can put however many songs I want by whatever band I want, because it's my sleepover and I get to choose the movie. That was Dear Live Journal by Carol, who performed, I'm pointing, you can't see obviously, but I'm pointing to the live room, in that room 20 years ago. And the recordings have finally made it to Spotify. Up next, we've only got a couple more songs on the playlist. This is, yeah, we're coming to the end of the show. I've just put a couple more in here that I think you all will enjoy. Right now, you're going to listen to Divestment by Drugs of Faith. They also said I couldn't play more Mikau on air, and I said, watch me. That was Necreal by Mikau. I like them, but I'm kind of suspicious of them now because they released, an album called Agartha this year, and incredibly long, incredibly loud, incorrect buzzer. That's not funny. That's a white supremacist dog whistle. I did see them this year, though, and they were really cool, and I spent a lot of time talking to their drummer, so, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe they have good intentions. Maybe they have good intentions. It's not my place to talk. I will also say that at the start of this show, we had 27 listeners, and now we only have 23. What happened, guys? Those four people that dropped, they're posers. Anyway, finishing out the show today, we've only got 2 minutes to spare, and I've got a 2-minute and 17-second song. This is, thank you, Suchi, for the recommendation, Euclid C. Finder, A Rumination on Empty Years.